Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. Guess who I am? Christine Upchurch. No big surprise there. Welcome to all my listeners from KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York in the Northeast, cable radio network across the U.S., and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I love my job here. It's just so much fun because I get to have wonderful conversations with amazing people, and you guys have the benefit of being the fly on the wall, and you're going to be glad to be the fly on the wall today. But first, I want to say a hello to my better half in the studio, Benny. How are you today?
Now. I'm being shy and blushing because I'm not really your better half. Well, I push buttons.
Yeah, the right buttons.
Yes, of course.
Pretty important.
I do like your intro. It just kind of popped in my head as far as like, you're like a giant blanket of Christine for everybody. Because you're covering all of this vast land of sacred areas, I should say.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
thing. I think it's a very good thing.
But, you know,
to be hugged by Christine?
And I'm compelled to share, you know, my messages and the messages of others. And I feel so fortunate to get to talk to you, the listener, and share some amazing guests. And today is one of my favorite guests, and I've invited her back because we have such wonderful conversations, so much so that we always want to continue the conversation on the air and off the air later on. But, you know, today is Friday the 13th, and there are people who are superstitious, which, you know, I get. We have a variety of fears that come up. I think it's impossible to be human without fear.
Of course.
I also think that superstitious days like today are a great time to take the opportunity to step out of that fear.
Mm.
For instance, if you're afraid of Friday the 13th, or you even have like a little twinge, like maybe something bad might happen, today I'd like you to focus on everything positive that happens. From that car that lets you pull in front of them, to, you know, hitting that green light, to finding the right, you know, piece of produce in the grocery store and connecting with
somebody. That was in the exact same order before I got to the studio this morning.
What's that?
What you just mentioned.
Really?
The car, the green light, and the produce.
You're kidding me.
No, I get up early. That's what I had to handle with this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you spying on me?
I always do. You know that, right?
Ah, you're a I have a good...
I have that blanket all over the place, didn't you remember?
I have a stalker. Yeah. So happy.
Oh, anyway, you know, enough chit-chat because I really want to get my guest on today. She is Dawn Clark. Now, she's been a guest here on the Christine Upchurch Show before, and I also had the opportunity of interviewing her as guest host on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm so grateful to bring her to those listeners as well. You know, today we are going to be talking about repairing core fractures, how to break free from repeating unwanted patterns, which is so important. I really think that's the name of the game is, you know, healing and moving forward and becoming who we're meant to be. Dawn is an international best-selling author. She's the author of The Forbidden Text. She's a visionary, an entrepreneur, and an inspirational teacher. She delivers her message across multiple media platforms and genres. She is creating a new vocabulary and providing insights and tools to help people repair some of these core fractures, and we're going to find out more about what that is, and clear out those toxic emotions so that they can repattern themselves into living a more fulfilling life. She's known for her cutting-edge transformational frameworks, dynamic speaking style, and remarkable insights. And she focuses on things such as wealth building, entrepreneurial growth, longevity and health, creative innovation, meaningful relationships, and finding your passion in life, which I think so many people are searching for today. And her work isn't just like out on that woo-woo realm, as I love to refer to the kind of stuff that I do, but it also incorporates the research of such notable physicists as William Tiller, Russell Targ, and Brian Greene, and biochemist Rupert Sheldrake. She has counseled and advised people from all walks of life, including Nobel Prize winners, Emmy Award winners, and Fortune 100 executives. And she has spent her life creating works that empower others to reshape not only their future, but also the future of the planet. I'd like to welcome my guest, Dawn Clark.
Oh, Christine, I am so excited to be here again. It's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you for joining me here again. You know, Dawn, you do talk these days a lot about core fractures. So, first of all, why do people get stuck in their lives?
Well, people get stuck in part because of these core fractures, because when we have a core fracture, we can tell what it is. We basically lose part of ourselves, and that includes the willpower and the oomph to go forward.
Oh.
That's one reason people get stuck. And another reason that people get stuck is that they lose their way. When they have these core fractures, parts of the very essence of themselves disassociate, slips off into what you could think of as dimensions beyond the 4D, and they lose touch with the knowingness that comes with being whole. Knowingness is part of what helps us understand what we're here to do, our path and our passion, and so they get stuck in repeating patterns. And you have a fracture that's down in your morphogenetic field like that, that's imprinted, because the world around you is created from the information in that blueprint, that morphogenic field, we tend to recreate the same situation or problem over and over again.
We're going to go to a quick break. We're having a few technical difficulties, and this is really important information that I want each of you to hear. We'll be back in a moment on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Dawn Clark. And Dawn, before the break, we were trying to have a clear conversation, and we were having a few electrical disturbances, but I think we've got you back now loud and clear, right?
We do.
Good. Oh, good. Now, you were talking about how people get stuck in their lives and have issues in their lives, not really, you know, living very fulfilling life, and it all relates to core fractures. Can you tell us more about what a core fracture is?
Definitely. A core fracture occurs when we experience a trauma, a loss, anything that has a large emotional charge to it. Now, believe it or not, this can relate to Friday the 13th, but the emotional carrier waves, the intensity of those that are associated with anything we experience in life, that's what determines whether we can have that core fracture or not. So things that are within our everyday experience aren't going to create a core fracture. It's, it's when we have that heartbreak or that loss or that fear that the information associated with that that can actually transfer over into our underlying field. And the essence of who you are in those moments of fear or loss or heartbreak says, wow, this is not what I thought life was supposed to be like. This is too painful or too scary. And it literally can disassociate. And in shamanic terms, you could think of it like soul loss. You know, you separate off into the safety zone, right? In psychology, you could think of it like disassociation, and you can talk about that disassociation for 20 years on the couch, but until you can figure out how to reassociate, the fracture isn't going to heal because that strength or that part of you is outside of yourself.
Okay,
and so in physics, you can think of it in terms of dimensions.
So when you talk about the core fracture, you're actually talking about it going beyond the psychology of it all. You're talking about the energetics. Can you go more into that?
Sure. And absolutely, most definitely, this goes deeper than the psychology or even the post-traumatic emotions that we have about an event. This affects your underlying, you could think of it like conscious architecture, but my whole life I've been able to perceive energy, and one of the first things that I saw was people's soul print, the essence of who they were born to be, along with all of the fractures and the toxic emotions and the systemic limiting programming that was preventing that from happening. So this underlying field is like a blueprint, and from the physics perspective, it sits in what's called non-local reality. So it's yours through time and space. It can even have information in there from past lives. It's your master blueprint, if you want to think about it like that. Even plants have a morphogenetic field. DNA has an underlying morphogenetic field to it that stores that information. So here you are, and you can think of the morphogenetic field in its most simplistic terms as having like three distinct sort of layers, if we're going to just do the basics. That the bottom layer, if it was a three-layer cake, would be where core fractures are registered, and that's the deepest layer. That's if you were the Earth, this would be like the fault line. This is that where big trauma gets registered, where energy loss happens that is fundamental to you. The next layer up is where the toxic emotions that are associated with that fracture are stored. And toxic emotions go way beyond anger. That is guilt, shame, regret, self-anger, all of that stuff. Like, why wasn't I enough? Why that person would have stayed if I were enough? And all that gets stored there.
So you're not talking about emotions that you're just feeling. You're talking about emotions that stagnate and aren't released.
Exactly. And we can therapize about our pain and about our feelings, but, you know, it just doesn't seem to go away. That's because it's imprinted in this place of non-local reality, and the way it got there happened because of an extraordinary event. And because we're trying to heal it, you know, from a non-extraordinary plane of existence, we can't reaccess the field that way. We don't have enough bliss points in our life to actually overwrite the negatives. So people need new tools to get back in there. But yes, this is stored stuff. And the next layer up is where the systemic belief systems are stored. And that's that voice that people hear in their heads, that no matter what kind of affirmations you're doing, that limiting voice comes in and says, oh, yeah, right, or you're not good enough, or good luck with that.
And those belief systems we think of as truth, right, as opposed to something that was created because of an earlier problem.
Exactly. And sometimes we even want to walk away from that truth. We don't like it anymore, but we don't know how to get rid of it.
Right.
And the belief systems can even be imprinted into your DNA, so you can inherit belief systems from your forefathers. And I think some of this whole thing about Friday the 13th, even this intrinsic, inexplicable fear that makes no sense. If you think about the fact that the history of it, although it's not even a long, long history about that date and the superstition, any kind of a spike, a fear spike, will imprint information into someone's morphogenetic field, which then gets transferred up into the DNA. And then you inherit that, even though it makes no sense. It's like an echo. It's like an artifact.
So that's so strange, because it means that if our ancestors had a certain belief system, it's stored in our DNA until we release it from the field.
Exactly. And we've got this wonderful opportunity to evolve not only ourselves, but think about it, that the whole inheritance that we pass on, we can evolve humanity by changing ourselves.
Wow. And this goes far beyond the, okay, we'll heal your wounds so your children don't end up getting the same wounds that you had. I mean, it's much deeper. So, you know, as we shift our DNA, that's within our own field and ultimately through, you know, our children and their children's fields. But it goes beyond that, too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And if you think about the 100th monkey principle, when that 100th monkey started washing the coconut or whatever it was in a new way, monkeys all over the world that were not even geographically connected started washing this what was it, sweet potatoes, I don't remember, whatever they were washing in the new way. And so it shows us that when that information is imprinted, it can transfer to the world at large when we just reach a very small critical mass. So whether we're the 100th monkey or the 98th monkey or the 17th monkey, we're still part of that collective 100 that can make the global shift happen. And that could be anything from releasing, think about the Middle East and the deep-seated toxic emotions and core fracturing, World War II core fractures. Even within our own country here, what happened with genocide with the Native Americans, and all of that stuff is imprinted and repeating itself over and over and over again until we heal it.
So we can look at it from an awareness and think that we don't buy into that belief system, but as long as it's energetically there within us, we're contributing to it continuing on the planet.
We are. And so we have to be very willing to show up, to look at our own fears, because fear is part of a core fracture. Feeling like you're not enough is part of a core fracture. Mm-hmm. And even this idea like, I don't have the willpower, or I don't have the strength, that's a core fracture. And one of the best ways I've translated this to people is to think about a horse that, 100 years ago, if the horse was running free and wild, it was its natural state. And it knew what it came to do, to run free and wild. You try to put a fence up around the horse will jump the fence. You try to put a rider on the horse's back, and its instinct is to throw the rider off.
Sure.
Now, the way they used to break horses was so traumatic that horse forgets its true nature. It loses its willpower, and suddenly that horse is very happy to stay inside a 3-foot corral and doesn't even think about jumping it. It's happy to let a rider ride it until it drops from exhaustion and doesn't think twice. It's forgotten. It's had core fracturing.
And that's not in its inherent nature then.
No, it's not. And so we, in our inherent nature, we are meant to really have wonderful lives down here. And this is part of the integral healing, the core healing that we can empower ourselves to do. And the first step, of course, is just like awareness and realizing that there is a solution.
Right.
There is a solution.
So do you think that most people actually buy into that belief that we're here to have a wonderful life?
I think that most people are, and they know inherently that they're here to do something, and that it's supposed to feel good, and they're supposed to be supported doing it. That it's, that it feels like their soul play, if you will, their soul's play. And that's why people can be so, you know, just very unhappy going to an 8-to-5 job. It's not what they came to do. It's like they're selling their time on the planet. They haven't really been able to move into that sweet spot where they're supported doing their passion.
Right. You know, it's interesting, Dawn, because I've had various careers over the course of my life. I'm a former research statistician, and, you know, it was something I enjoyed, okay, and then, you know, I had one of those 9-to-6 jobs, but it wasn't really resonating with my soul. And I would think about things like retirement, ultimately retiring. And when people talk to me now about retiring, now that I'm working in a realm that's connected to my heart, I don't even want to consider that possibility because, you know, work and who we are can be like so intermingled. But I think most people think that they have to put in that 8-to-5 job. They have to put in their time and that they don't have the freedom to create what's connected to their soul.
Exactly. They're programmed with this idea from way back when that you can't be supported in your play. And even if you think about core fractures, so we all have them. I mean, they can be hairline fractures or they can be shatter patterns like a mirror that's dropped across the floor.
Oh, that's interesting. Say that again. They're like major core fractures or like a shatter pattern. Interesting.
Well, shatter pattern people are truly, you can see that in anybody who's suffered, you know, sexual abuse or real emotional trauma. I've worked with people who, vets that come back from the war. I was even training some therapists who were going into the front lines of the Gaza Strip for a while because the people were coming back so kaput. But with the deep, you can also have a deep core fracture. Think about the San Andreas fault line. You know, that's like a major incident, the loss of a parent or true deep heartbreak that just rumbles over and over again as it, with another an earthquake that will rattle your life until you heal that fracture. And then there's the hairline fractures that just provide instability and you're just not really getting the firm footing. But one of the things that I see kids fracture over, and we all probably were there in our generation, kids are naturally connected from a sensory perspective.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and they often get really sad when they're told that this world that they see that the adults don't see doesn't exist. You know, what someone's talking about.
Friend.
And that initial shutdown, that is a soul loss. That is a core fracture time, and they start denying that part of themselves. That part that knows this to be true goes, oh, wow, this is painful. This is not how I want to live, and boom, off it goes. Another really common core fracture event for kids is when they start being told it's time to come in from play, time to get to work. You know, recess gets cut back, recess disappears, and it's all about work. And what you described is when we're really on path, we don't want to stop working. We don't want to retire. And it closes down that field of play where we ultimately discover our passion. So I don't know what you played when you were little, but I was developing curriculums as early as 7 to help people get unstuck. I was teaching kids how to jump out of trees and drop and roll to overcome their fears when I was 9. I got in big trouble for that one.
You little troublemaker, you.
I've been doing this my whole life. And so when we're told we can't play anymore, it really, really creates fracturing. And that's when we lose those parts of ourselves. It's like the horse being told, nope, you can't run free anymore.
Yes.
And so we all have that. And then we, of course, inherit trauma imprints from our ancestors. And this is just a fundamental piece of our wholeness that needs to return.
So how does this basically manifest in our lives when we have these core fractures of various sorts? What do we experience in our life when we haven't dealt with them?
Well, certainly it can depend on the degree of fracturing, but you can get somebody who has tremendous PTSD as a manifestation of that, right? And with PTSD and can come substance abuse, which is, it was so interesting. When I was working with war veterans, I found that the VA was trying to heal a lot of the substance abuse issues as if it was pure alcoholism or something along those lines. When in reality, it was just too painful for them, and they were disassociating even more.
Sure.
You know, it was just that, right, trying to stop the pain. So when you heal the core fractures, then they're willing to be checked in more, and everything works its way through. So that's a very extreme manifestation. Uh-huh. It would be, you know, PTSD or multiple personality disorder, disassociation would be an extreme manifestation. Lesser manifestations, which are more common, would be just feeling like you don't really know, you know, what you want to do in life, uh-huh. or feeling lost, or feeling like you don't belong, or lacking the umph that you want to have to go do that next thing. You just already sort of feel kind of defeated, like, what's the use? Fear is one of the big manifestations, fear mm-hmm. that you really can't explain, or repeated patterns that you don't want in your life. So finding that guy that or that girl that isn't the right relationship mm-hmm. over and over and over again.
Right.
Those are all how this manifests.
And what about health? Can this affect our physical health as well?
You bet it can. Because, you know, we need to see health through a new lens. Most of Western medicine thinks about health from a biochemical standpoint.
Sure.
But let me just preface this by saying a wonderful recent study in France showed that people with cancer were missing bandwidths of light frequency in their
right.
biophoton output, right?
Yeah.
So that means that they were missing that. And then they found that the cruciferous vegetables had those bandwidths of light, which is...
Oh, interesting.
Modern science would say, oh, eat your vegetables because of the biochemistry. But, wow, it's really a precursor to that is eat your vegetables because they have the light frequency that you need to keep your biochemistry intact.
Wonderful.
Now, if you go even deeper and you think about the morphogenetic field, which is part of you 24/7, it's not even what you're eating. If you are missing bandwidths of light there, you ultimately will contribute to the manifestation of chronic illness, cancer, disease. And moreover, the toxic emotions that are associated with those fractures, those things, they sit there and they become like cesspools that create acidification within your field. And so if you think about chronic illness or disease, for example, from a pH standpoint, again, you've got to shift out of an acidified state if you hope to actually live that healthy, long 150 that you're capable of.
Uh-huh.
And that happens both at a biochemical state and within the light bandwidth. So there's a direct correlation. Everybody I've ever worked with that had illness that needed to be addressed needed to definitely heal at this level as well to get their energetic profile geared for health and
yes.
to be able to sustain health.
Well, you know, I want to talk more about this in particular. I want to find out from you, what approaches you take to help heal these core fractures so that people can live a happier, healthier life when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking today with Don Clark. Now, Don, before we talk about how to repair those core fractures, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you?
Oh, well, absolutely. They can definitely go to my website, which is dawnclark.net, dawnclark.net.
Wonderful. And you can also find your way to Dawn through my website, stellarreflections.com, on the Christine's radio show page. There are a couple of links there, and we'll talk about those a little bit later. But her work is wonderful. I'm a firm believer in the power of her work. So we're talking about core fractures and how they can sort of get us off track for living a happy, healthy, vibrant, authentic life where we're sharing our gifts here while on this planet. How do we repair those core fractures?
You know, that's a really good question, because we have to move into a state where we can actually re-access those parts of ourselves that have slipped off into other dimensions. So in ancient tradition, you would have a shaman go out, journey for you, and find your peace and bring it back. So that shaman would have access to the shamanic realms in those terms. But for me, I wanted people to be able to help themselves. So the first thing is understanding the mechanics of it. And the second thing is having some tools to shift that vibration with. Now, I developed a set of software technologies that actually facilitates that shift, but it requires welcoming them back home and then having a way to open the door, if you will, frequency within you that's love-based as opposed to fear-based, mm-hmm. that allows that to take place. Now, one of the things that people can do just to begin is to realize that those parts of themselves are out there and that they really can be whole again. Just that shift right there in your awareness can start to facilitate the path home. And then if you know, short of doing the deeper work, if you just allow some room for that bliss in your life, follow your heart's desire, even if it doesn't make sense, it creates bliss points and a pathway for those extraordinary emotions again to allow you to bridge the dimensional gap. And then, of course, there are antidotes, if you will, that would actually allow you to bring those frequencies back to you, sort of a pathway builder that makes that possible.
So it sounds like you're saying that bliss connects us with more of our wholeness automatically.
Bliss creates, so if we think about emotions and we think about our everyday bandwidth, our normalized emotions, that that leaves us functioning very well in the world that we're conscious of, our 4D realms. Uh-huh. The way that we can actually change and heal and or fracture our morphogenetic field, which is that deep underlying blueprint for life, is if we spike outside the normal bandwidth. Now, we have very few bliss point spikes of true joy, of mm-hmm. surrendering to the magic of the moment, you know, whatever that is, whether that's your connection to a big tree, uh-huh. watching the sunset, being in love, whatever that is, because most of us have our spikes as valley moments, you know, where we're in pain.
Yes.
So we can heal if we incorporate more bliss, if we practice following that bliss while we seek with our intention to become all of who we are again.
So
that's one way that we can help ourselves.
So Dawn, the visual I got while you were describing that was sort of like, you know, like this random motion, you know, the going up and down over a line. And you're saying basically we sort of pop way down below the line a lot, but we rarely take the opportunity to go to those bliss points. And if we go up to those higher peaks more often, it will help to balance out the lower peaks. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Yes, and it's not even about balancing out as much as it is about creating restore points within you instead of fracture points. So it gives you the opportunity to restore. One of the classic ways that people do their own soul recovery and they don't even know it is, let's say you have a hankering to go to Scotland or to Spain your whole life and you don't uh-huh. know why.
Right.
And you finally get there and, like, I just have to go to this castle or to this whatever, this scene,
right.
this palace. You're there and suddenly some people that are more sentient realize that they're just like, wow, they're like swept up or they're dizzy for a moment or they're in that surreal kind of place. Maybe it only lasts 60 seconds or 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But it's in that moment in time that they're actually bridging the dimensional gap and recovering, reconnecting, reassociating with parts of themselves. They followed their bliss to get there to do it. They found their way back home. Now, a lot of people can't travel to these places,
uh-huh.
and a lot of people can't go see a shaman all the time because a shaman can usually only get back one or two or three really dense pieces,
uh-huh.
when in reality we've got this energy loss happening many, many times, sometimes really small and sometimes really large. So having, you know, in my practice, giving people tools that they could use for the rest of their lives to sort of recover pieces of themselves like a sieve through time,
uh-huh.
is the ultimate way to actually restore yourself. If you were, like, to analogize it to a computer, it's like upgrading your whole operating system and
right.
repairing your hard drive. But we can take care of ourselves and shift the field. Like you say, balancing could really be more like canceling out
right.
the damage.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, Dawn, I think you were saying that you were willing to take some callers. So if you're interested in chatting with Dawn and maybe asking her a question about your own life or a loved one, please give us a call here at the KKNW studio. Our number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. So, Dawn.
I want to also say we have to give ourselves permission to do that kind of play. We're so programmed from childhood with those fractures that say, nope, got to stop playing, got to get to work.
Yes.
Work is the only thing that's valued. Your core passion is not valued. So we've got a fracture that's sort of in the way of us relaxing into this bliss point. We need to know that. And, you know, if you're going to be doing this without tools, muscle through that.
Uh-huh.
Give yourself some permission to do that. Take yourself on a date for 2 hours. Put your cell phone away.
Right.
Be with your passion and your play.
And, you know, I think that we get so hung up on this concept of time and how we have to allot a certain amount of time to all the obligations within our life that we forget that through play it can actually shift how well things work, and so that, you know, time becomes less relevant as we step into those bliss points.
Absolutely. And those bliss points, when we activate it, we re-resonate that soul print, that essence of all of who we are. It's like if you think of that, if you think of your field like a musical instrument, you turn on, you run the music through that cello or through that violin, it turns back on, and when it resonates, that new message goes out into the world, and the things that support you in path, on passion, start to appear in your life because you're resonating it. So creating space for that. And of course, you know, I want to acknowledge that people, depending on their fracturing, you know, that the deeper work really makes a huge difference. But that just doing this anyway, regardless, will make a difference in your life. And on my website, and I think also on your website, Christine, I've included a link for a free Calm the Chaos meditation for people, so that it can help to calm the stress that's in their field so that they can move forward more easily into the bliss. And it does include audio tones that help facilitate that from a frequency standpoint.
And it's wonderful work. Now, Dawn, we've actually got a couple of callers. We have Judy from Tacoma. Judy, are you on the line?
Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey there. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Judy. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I just wanted to hear from Dawn. I don't know if she had any information for me or if she sees anything, or I'm just so fascinated by her work, and I'm going to check her website, but I wanted to know if she can tell me anything.
I can tell you that, you know, when I look at your field, from your left side and your sternum, just above your heart, there's a giant fracture line that goes down towards the right hip. And I would ask you, you know, where do you feel stuck in life? So we can take a quick look at how to get you to the next stage. And you know, this seems like it's old. It comes from childhood or early teens. So what are you experiencing?
Well, did you say that there's a crack below my heart? Down into the hip?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
now,
3 years.
I just want to say everything's fixable, right? Don't imprint this like the doctor that says, oh, you've got this terrible disease. The energy field is fixable. This is not, you're not locked into anything, okay?
Oh, no, I agree. I understand
okay.
that. No.
Some people really get married to their fractures. We don't want to do that.
No. I believe it can be healed. Did you ask me what happened?
Yes. And what's the symptom you're experiencing today?
Well, I want to go forward and only do what I was meant here to do, what I came for. And you're talking about as a child with the bliss and what I was doing at the age of 3 and onward was lifting people in the air with 2 fingers, you know, with a number of other people and getting into mystical things and teaching children. So my fracture, I think, started at 3. I just didn't feel that I belonged here with my family, that I saw many past lives. So it was just all confusing for me.
Now,
I understand.
We're going to have to go to a quick break. So, Judy, stay on the line and more with Dawn Clark when we continue here on the Christine Upchurch Show in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Dawn Clark. Now, Dawn has a lot to say about core fractures and healing them. And right now we're talking with Judy from Tacoma. Now, Dawn, you were about to offer Judy some advice about how to repair that core fracture so that she can fulfill her life destiny, which is what her yearning seems to be.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Judy, the first thing I would tell you is that this is a very classic presentation, and I think that one of the first things that will help you is to shift the vibration from the mystical to the ordinary. This is the way life is supposed to be, because when you talk about the mystical, it sets the whole energy of vibration headed backwards into time, into the mystical, into the magical, into the history. It's actually the way the world really works. And so I want you to try to find a way to look forward into a new way of being on the planet that isn't tied to the past, that's really quite normal and natural for you. I also want you to know that even though you didn't feel like you belonged, that you do belong here. It's a matter of finding your tribe, your actual vibrational tribe. You know, we have to be incarnated down here. So now it's a time of finding that bliss, remembering this in terms of new energy, I would let go of the label of mystical, because the label in and of itself is very energetically charged. And so if you free yourself from that and be with the essence of who you are and make room for that as if it's natural and normal, knowing that there are people out there who would love to share life with you in your full being, you will start to vibrate into bliss points, which can help you heal that. And, of course, I would want you to know there's deeper tools available, but that shift alone will greatly facilitate your path. And even if you were using deeper tools, I'd want you to make that shift to where you're forward-leaning into your future, a normal, natural, vibrant, alive future with all of that amazing truth, that vibrational truth of the fluid world that we can live in. Embrace that, and you will find your home.
That's interesting and so true what you said, because earlier before I came on, you mentioned about people going to a place that they've never been and having healing. And I went to Bali, and that's where I felt most at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that will change once you've healed the fracturing, if you will, that was drawing you there. It will, like, heal itself up. It's possible. I mean, it depends on where your center is to be. So if you continue to find yourself drawn there, there's more. But oftentimes, once you've concluded something, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm done. I don't know why I need to go back. So again, there's a fast track to healing the core fractures with some tools. And there's also this organic path that we all should learn how to walk as part of our everyday life. And I would highly encourage you to, you know, go to the website, get the, or go to Christine's website and get the, you know, the free Calm the Chaos meditation, and really embrace the new and let go of the labels of the past.
Thanks so much, Judy, for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show. Now, Don, you know, you said something really important that I didn't realize the importance until about 8 years ago. You talk about finding your vibrational tribe.
Mm-hmm.
That, what I've discovered is that is so important for us to move forward quickly and into new realms. Can you talk a little bit about how we can do that?
Absolutely. Well, I think, as with anything, you know, the first step is awareness, because oftentimes people are just stuck in that sense of, I don't belong, I feel like I was adopted, I don't fit in anywhere. And if you don't know, if you don't claim the knowing that there is a place where you do belong on this planet, you're just going to sort of be stuck in that negative spiral. So there is a place we all belong, and we walk there by shifting into who we are, because it's a matter of a phase coherence. The other really beautiful thing is when you start to find yourself in phase coherence with your tribe, if you will,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that you've rejected your family of origin.
Right.
You oftentimes love them more and find yourself in better relationship out of the drama.
Yes.
You become a light for them. Because we're just programmed with this paradigm, oh, you know, to love this person, I have to reject this person.
Particularly with females, I think, because there's, you know, such a cliquish kind of attitude amongst girls in school, and I think it continues later into life.
You're giving me goosebumps. Absolutely. And we need to embrace this this wholeness, this oneness, this collaboration. You know, there's some very interesting studies that people, it's been proven, can affect random number generators by their intention and their thought. This was some of the early research about psychic abilities.
Right.
Then they discovered that people who were on teams in phase coherence with their heart could affect those machines much more strongly than if it was just five individuals stuck together. You know, so it's
right.
That tribe. The second you start finding your tribe, you're not just one plus one. You're exponentially more able to not only affect change, but to see the next step on your path. And you have to make room for that in your life. You have to practice walking forward a new way and give yourself permission for those relationships. And there's among women, it can be cliquish. It can be that way among men as well. But I'm seeing movement there. We have to remember to not be Machiavellian.
Uh-huh.
There's so much, and there's so much more, and life is so much better when we're working with people instead of feeling like it's a competitive world.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think that many feel fear of changing because of how it's going to affect those around them, who they do love.
Yes. Well, and again, you know, the imprints that we carry with us are predominantly based on negative charges, negative experiences of loss. And so we're predisposed within our imprinting to fear that. Oh, if I change, you know, I'm not going to be loved. If I change, I'm going to lose what I have. And that comes from millennia of, I'm going to go adventure to this new land and you never see your loved ones again.
Right,
or you're the one
right.
that's left behind, right, and somebody ventured off and you had that loss.
Yes.
So we need to at least be willing to entertain in our consciousness that it doesn't have to be that way. That's not the truth of where we are today.
Right. And that feels so important, because I think that, you know, if people can trust that as they, you know, explore and find more bliss points and find those connections with people, that it always has a positive ripple effect on everyone, even those people they have to sort of leave behind.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's about embracing the new. And one of the things that holds us back, like we were talking about with Judy, is labeling something where you want to go with a label from the past, because it sort of puts you in a backwards loop. So it's not necessarily that you're heading into the mystical or you're heading into a brand new world where you're more connected with everyone and everything. And it unlocks your potential. It's a beautiful place. It's our new heaven on earth.
And that's a place I love to explore and live in more and more. And thank you so much, Dawn, for helping others to do the same. I'm glad you joined me here today for another conversation. And it's ending far too quickly yet again.
It is always like so exciting for me to get to join you and to be on your show and to talk with your listeners. I can't thank you enough for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. And again, your website's dawnclark.net, dawnclark.net. And you can find your way to Dawn's work with a couple of interesting links, including to a free meditation on my website, stellarreflections.com. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.